Boyle's Mini Olympics. 8:15 in the morning, and all the world is excited for day one of the Moyles Mini Olympics. The team have been training for seconds to help you win a trip to Greece. That's the place, not the musical. You're the one that I want. Ooh, 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 honey.
Is this still for your tape?
It was until you interrupted. I don't know when you won it. So he said this week, we will find one person sent to Greece to see the world's most famous sporting event, the Olympics, by playing the Moyles Mini Olympics. Two contestants on the line. Line one is Martin. Hello, Martin.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad.
All right, leave it. You've got quite a good voice.
Do you do voiceover work?
Well, no, but I'm currently in the market for looking for work. If anyone out there, you know, needs a cornflake boy.
What's a cornflake boy?
It's like a cornflake girl.
That was thingy.
Tori Amos.
Yeah.
What do you do, Martin?
I'm a chef from Brighton. I work in a place called Woody's Diner, an American 50s style diner in Hove.
Hang on a second. Why are you laughing, Dave?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing at Woody's Diner?
Yeah. Is he the one that egged our windows the other week? Is that why he's laughing?
No, right? No.
Egg anybody's windows. I've never even been to
Woody's Diner. Is it 24 hours?
No, unfortunately not. It's not 24 hours.
It could have been up all night.
Yeah.
Woody's.
Or you could do breakfast and wake up with Woody.
Not a bad one. I think we'll put that on our next leaflet. Well, yeah.
Comedy Dave said,
wake up with a Woody.
Can you record that and send it to us? We can have it on a local radio.
Cost you a lot of
we'll
money.
Have a drink after the show.
That's just like Juliet. Right. So you could be going to Greece then.
Oh, that'd be nice, yeah.
And you get to see four of the what we considered to be the main events of the Olympics, including taekwondo. And diving.
That's still around.
Yeah, telling you.
Were those the only tickets we could get?
What? No, we chose these.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. We could have had, like, you know, hide and seek and tiddlywinks, to be honest.
Backgammon.
Yeah,
exactly. Jenga.
Yeah. The staring at each other in the eyes and not blinking final. Tickets for that are very hard to get.
Eat a donut, don't lick your lips.
Exactly right. How many cream crackers can you eat in a minute without taking a drink? Anyway, hang on there, Martin. You're playing against Kate from Manchester. Hello, Kate.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. What do you do, Kate?
I own a recruitment company in Wigan.
Wigan?
Sunny Wigan. I'm not from Wigan, though. I'm from Sale in Manchester.
Right, OK. Can't be helped.
Hey, Don't go there, Leeds.
And it said here, you were at the trials yesterday.
I was.
Yeah. What was the result? Guilty?
No, I'm not guilty of anything.
What trials
were
these?
It was a good day.
What?
It was the Olympic trials in Manchester.
Wow.
For the athletic.
Oh, you go there in your Union Jack shorts and your St. George's flag draped around you to see that fella from California running, eh?
Yeah.
How does that work out? Anyway.
I had my Union Jack knickers on.
You had your what?
Union Jack knickers.
Did you?
Yeah.
From what I've heard about you, love, that's a rarity. So, you could win a trip to Greece then?
All right. Yeah.
Good luck, Kate.
Thank you.
All right, so here's how the game's going to work. It's actually extremely, surprisingly easy. You two just have to sit there on the phone. Each of you will nominate a member of the team on your behalf to play the sport on your behalf. So, you can either choose myself, Comedy Dave, Rachel, Allard, Dominic or Juliet to play on your behalf. The only twist is that we won't tell you what today's mini Olympic event is until you've chosen your player. Do you understand?
Right. Yes.
Right. Friday, we'll bring the winners from the four rounds down to London to compete in the final, and one of you will then win the trip to the Olympics. So, Martin, out of the list, who would you like to play for you?
Can you give me a little clue? Is Dave hungover today?
No, he's not. Dave is fine, 100% thrusting on all cylinders.
Rah. Dave, get your shorts on, mate. You're going.
Oh, yeah.
Best offer I've had all morning, mate.
Okay, right. Kate, I can tell you. Can I tell her or not?
What?
About who was practicing during the last record.
Who was what? Practicing?
No, I can't do that. Right, so Martin has chosen Dave. Kate, you get to choose between me, Allard, Rachel, Juliet, or Dominic Byrne.
You, obviously.
Okay, the fact that I put Dominic Byrne's full name in there, and you didn't
Dominic
get... Oh, you said me, I'm going to have to take your first answer. So you have said me, which is ludicrous.
Oh, that means Dominic was practising.
Yeah, God, you're sharp, love.
God.
You're brilliant.
know.
All right, so today's event, Martin and Kate, is javelin.
Oh,
now,
God.
Obviously, it's not full-size javelin, it's mini javelin, as it's the Moyles Mini Olympics. Some might even call this darts.
Or arrows.
Yeah, or avers.
Avers.
Katie Hill would say. All right, so myself and Dave, then, we have six darts to score the highest possible score. The winning player puts their contestant into our Friday final, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. We're going to play now?
Yeah.
Do you want to go straight now? Yeah? All right, then, come on.
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go, then. All right, then, it's Dave.
Go, Chris.
Dave
go
up
on,
first.
Dave. Limber
here
up,
go,
mate. Limber up.
Play for Martin, Chef in Brighton. Here comes Dave. Dart number one. What's that? Give us the score, Rach.
Four.
Timing is everything, Rachel. That's brilliant. That's four. Dart two.
Oh.
20.
Ooh.
Oh, that's triple five. That's 15.
35.
Oh, we better add
39.
What?
39.
All right. You get three more darts, son. Three more darts. 39
on,
so far.
Come on, Dave.
Come on, Dave. Come on, Dave. Here we go. Up to the hockey jockey cocky. What's that?
One.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, and he missed.
Out of the board.
Oh.
And what's that?
Treble 18.
Dominic worked that one out, son, but it looks like it could be a good score. You're looking at 40. 58 are looking at... No, you know, triple 18, of course.
Dave, I'll bring you back an astro, mate.
Hang on a second, hang on. Can I just stop a second?
Is it 57?
You've never seen anything so funny in all your life.
You know what?
They don't have this problem on Bullseye, do they? Sorry.
Hang on, treble 18. So if it's treble 20, it'd be 60.
24.
Minus... 54.
So it's 54.
55.
Plus
54.
40.
Yeah, but we've got a one as well, Rich.
So it's 94.
Oh,
is that right?
Yes.
Hey? 94?
No, is it?
Right, okay, well, you've got triple 18.
Oh, no, I'm with
54.
You.
Plus, you got 39 in the first round, and you got one, and then missed one, and then triple 18. So you're looking at 40 plus 54 is 94.
Yeah, 94.
Right. Yeah, 94,
okay.
Then, Martin.
Thank you very much, Dave. Well done, mate. You
pleasure.
Spent a lot of time in the pub, by the looks of it.
Okay, all right. So, well done. Kate?
Yeah?
I had to move over to the dart area to play for you, my darling.
Here you go. You're playing red.
Okay.
Go on, my darling.
You're all right. Tell you what, love, you started drinking early this morning, didn't you?
Right, up to the hockey. You ready? Yeah, first one.
Where's the line of the hockey?
There. Just see where the table leg is.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got to be behind there.
All right. Dave?
Yeah?
Clear your darts off the ball. That's cheating.
Sorry.
Right? You are such a cheater. Right, here we go, dart number one. Oh, look, Dave.
Come on, do it properly.
Okay, all right.
Okay, back to the hockey. First dart, Chris Moyles.
Oh.
Seven.
Beck.
Oh.
14.
21.
God, you're
good, not
Dave.
Adding these up, are you, Dave?
Yes, relax.
What's that?
That's
3.
50? 3.
No.
Oh, 24.
I'm trying my best!
Come on!
Next 3.
Well, he got triple 18, didn't he? He jammed it.
24.
Right. Come on, get trouble. 20.
Oh, she's very irritating. Right. Don't put me off.
Nothing. We missed.
I'm doing that again.
No, you can't.
No!
Shut up.
Nothing again.
Oh, come on.
No.
Slid down the board.
That's the way it works.
But it went in on triple.
Doesn't
14.
Matter. It's magnetic darts. Magna data. That's the way they work. 24 you've got.
Get ready to fade up line one. But he's obviously won. Here we go.
Game over.
Oh!
That?
I'd say that's 25 because it was just outside the ball.
Okay, 25 and 24 is 49.
Oh, I'm sorry, my darling.
Oh, no.
Sorry to me, mate.
Yeah, I know, which means that you are the winner, Martin.
Thank
congratulations. Back to the main bed, Alan. Go back to the main bed. Oh, cart one, sorry. Just faded up.
Got it.
Nice one.
There you go, that'll do. Right, so congratulations, you are the winner.
Thank you very much.
So, on Friday,
yeah.
You're going to have to come down to the studio then.
All right, yeah. I've got to walk in now.
And battle it. No, we might send you your bus fare.
All right, mate.
Probably won't, no, to be fair. And you'll battle it out with, obviously, the winner of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You could be going to Greece and seeing four of the most popular events at the Olympics 2004.
I can't wait to see those white-cladded suit in Taekwondo, man. I can't.
But I've got to be honest, you do sound like a Taekwondo lover.
Oh, I am.
Good.
Is it a trip for two or a trip for one? A lonely man's trip for the Taekwondo.
Listen, do you honestly think we'd be that tight we'd send you on your own?
Yeah. No,
well,
not
actually,
really.
Smart ass, it's a trip for two.
Oh, nice.
So you get to bring your missus if you have one.
I do have a missus, yeah.
That's surprising. I owe you a tenner, Dominic. Right, congratulations. Well done. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
There you go. That's our big winner from Brighton, whose name is Martin, I believe. Look at that. I'm the other side of the desk, and I still remembered. So well done, Dave. Congratulations. There was a bit of cheating going on, I think.
Wasn't. Not for me. There wasn't.
I think you were psychologically putting me off. But anyway, and that board, there's obviously problems. I would demand a rematch.
No.
Okay, fair enough. Right, 8:25, we'll do more Moyles Mini Olympics tomorrow.
There are more events tomorrow on the Moyles Mini Olympics.